Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. It's so great to be with you today. I'm so excited. We have a great show coming up today. And our co-host, Randy, is actually on a cruise right now somewhere out there in Alaska. And I hope the winds aren't bothering them. I hope he's having a blast. So you're going to be hosting with me all day today for the next hour. And we've got a great show. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. As usual, the first half of our show, for anyone who hasn't listened in before, the first 30 minutes is real estate. Today we're going to talk about hurricanes, flood insurance, FEMA, and what you should have. And we'd love your input if you're listening to call in. Many of our listeners listen to archives, so you know the routine. It's easy to download anytime you have whenever it's convenient for you. Our second half of the show is always motivational, self-help, about God, life, loving, living, and really excited today to have Clive Swirsky on. Clive is the host and producer of Alive with Clive, the TV show where today's top singer-songwriters thrive. I'm really looking forward to this. He also is just finished a book. He's in the middle of marketing his book, and it's called Arrive with Clive, How to Think Your Way to the Life You Love and Multiply Your Magnificence. So that will be very, very exciting on our second half, and we're going to dig right into the first half now. Our show's pretty convenient right now. It's August 6, 2014. I'm actually speaking to you from Hawaii. I'm on Oahu right now. And everybody here in the islands is getting ready for two hurricanes that are supposed to come in. Today's Wednesday. So they're going to be in Thursday and Friday. So everybody's preparing for this. It's a perfect time to talk about this. I know there's been quite a lot of storms in Florida here and there. Of course, Florida's, I think, more used to these type of storms than Hawaii. And, yeah, but I've been in, all the years in the real estate industry, I've been amazed at how many people have properties that may be in a flood zone and don't have flood insurance. Typically, when you have a loan, the lender's going to require you to have flood insurance if it's in a flood zone. But you don't necessarily have to be in a flood zone to get flooded with, you know, lots and lots of rain, hurricane storms, there's lots of water that's going to come in. So we want to go over that today and go into a little bit about the what you need, what you don't need. Please contact your insurance agent and find out if you don't know if you have flood insurance. If you don't know if you have it, you probably do not have it, because the majority, pretty much all, of homeowners' policies, if you haven't bought the flood insurance separately, and do not cover floods. And many policies, it's a difference of whether the water comes in through the roof or the water comes in through the ground, whether your individual policy covers it. But most policies are going to exclude floods for hurricanes and certain storms, etc. So definitely put that on your to-do list and contact. If you're not sure, if there's a question mark, make sure you do that. Please do that. It's going to really can save you thousands and thousands of dollars. Flood insurance could run anywhere from $200 a year up to thousands, depending on your locale and where you are, et cetera, and where you are in the country. So definitely it's worth it because you wouldn't want to lose all that, your precious home for $200, right, and your life and your belongings. And there's just so much that goes into being prepared for a hurricane and flood. But the insurance, as we all know, lots of people don't want to pay for insurances, but if you need it, it's really great to have it. And many people, if your house is paid off, you're not required to have it, and you definitely need it because that's your asset. Lots of people have the largest asset is in their home, depending on, you know, how your life is structured and your investments are structured. So very, very important to have it. Flood insurance, they started, the government started in the U.S. with flood insurance back in 1968. And over the years, it's changed and evolved depending on what's happened. And many people, of course, you saw what happened in New Orleans. The government can get exhausted and tapped out as well if the funds aren't there for the insurances. So a lot of changes keep happening. And last year, October, some new laws came in. Flood insurance did increase substantially in different areas. They're trying to work these situations out. If you have flood insurance and you had it prior to last fall, you want to make sure that you don't let your policy lapse because then you may be grandfathered in under the old rates. If your policy lapses, they'll put you right into the new rates. So just super, super important and to double check and make sure you have it. So we want to go into, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go come back and go into some things that happen and so you can be prepared for hurricanes and floods and things to think about that many times we just aren't thinking about, and very good to prepare. And if you want to call in and give us your suggestions, your input, what other information you have, the number is 347-945-5428. You can also email at any time, radio@realityuniversal.com. You can always go to our website at realityuniversal.com and post questions, comments, etc. We definitely will answer them and get back to you. And as I said, many, many of our listeners, we can look at our stats every week. We've literally, it's amazing. I'm just so thrilled. We've been doing the show almost 3 years and the amount of people that listen to our show. But 97% listen to it at different times, not, you know, right when we're on the air. And I guess that's just technology today and convenience. You can listen to it when you're working out, et cetera. So if you want to add any comments, we love it. We appreciate it. We look forward to it. So, and you're not able to call in right now, just email us. We will get back to you and maybe bring it on another show, et cetera. So we will be right back.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
When I was in college in Psych 101 as a freshman, we took a test to determine our creativity. There were 17 in the class, and I remember it well because I finished at the bottom of the class. Here's what I did that really sparked the creativity of my life. I began reading, and I began filing. Somebody else's idea helped me to create an idea, and before long, I began to sense that there was creativity within me. I just realized that I had to, in the beginning, borrow it from others and then build on it. Oh, I love that. Borrow it and then build on it. So if you look at yourself not as a creative person, you can't be any worse than me. I was at the bottom of my class. 60 books later, I've learned to be creative, but it was a learned art in my life. So go inside. It's there. Pull it out.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
That's so true. Go inside. It's there. And things take practice. Everything takes practice. And there's so much to learn. So here we are. We're back, and we're talking about hurricane and flood insurance, and if you have it. And I want to go over, if you don't have it, if you don't know, call your insurance agent. If you're buying a house you need to get that. If you're, you know, you want to check, there's lots of areas that people feel very safe in that could have a disaster at one point. You may not want to spend too much money, but again, some of these policies start as low as $200 a year. So it's definitely worth the phone call. It's definitely worth reviewing your policy. Never assume that you have this. So what we're going to do is the government has a wonderful site, and it's FEMA is the site to for disaster ready, it's the government is which actually is in charge of handling the flood insurance, et cetera. So I want to go and just look at some things on their site, and it's FEMA.org, FEMA.org. About the flood insurance, and they talk about make a plan, prepare, plan, and stay informed for emergencies. It's really good to build a kit for disasters. I was in Hawaii here in October of 2006. We actually had an earthquake on the Big Island, and so we didn't have a hurricane or, you know, tornado or flood, but the power went out all over Oahu. I was in a house that I owned in Kailua, and my son was with me, and the power was out for about 18 hours. So what I found out right then is the phones, I was able to take our phone lines, our company phone lines, when we're in Honolulu. They were ringing busy because the power went out in the building, and so I was able to reroute my phones just because of the way we have the phone set up to my landline at home, but our cell phones didn't work. We had the computer back up for an hour or 2 hours. That ran out. It didn't work. I was calling the mainland. I was calling my mother and brother to find out what was on the news so we knew what was happening here. And what I realized, oh, my gosh, I didn't have, which I went out and got that week, I didn't have a battery-operated radio because so many of us are just so used to the electric. And I went out and made sure I had that. The other thing so many of us have, if we have landlines, and many just use cells these days, which the cells may not work in these disaster situations, many of us have landlines that are portable. Well, if it's portable and the electric and power goes out, you're not going to have it. Some of the phone companies, when you have to check your phone lines, whether it's DSL or which type of phone line it is. Some of the phone lines will only last for so many hours. You want to check those things out. And it's good to have a phone that actually can plug into the wall. Here on FEMA.org, they've got a basic disaster supplies kit. I really recommend taking some time on here because it's just really cool to get all this good information that you just may not think about. We're just so used to having our busy lives. We're spoiled, really. We have many of the amenities are with us. The stores can run out of food. It's good for you to have stock up on water, stock up on toilet paper, of course, candles, matches, and have a plan. When we had the earthquake in 2006, my mother had lived in California for 17 years and now in another state. But when we had the earthquake, my son, who was in his early, he was late 20s then. My son was saying, I'm going to go run outside. And I'm like, wait a minute. I think I'm going to get under a door because that's what you're supposed to do with earthquakes. Oh, this, and I said, this isn't really a good time for us to figure out what we're supposed to be doing. I said, I wouldn't go outside because the power lines were lying low. But literally, it was like, wow, this is the wrong time to figure out what our escape route is, right? And with a hurricane and floods, that's really prevalent because you don't want to have flying objects. You don't know if the roofs are going to come off, windows breaking. So you really, really should plan. And looking on here on FEMA.org, the Builder Basic Disaster Supplies Kit, it says it should include the following. Water, and it says 1 gallon of water per person per day for at least 3 days for drinking and sanitation. I think you should have more than that. At least a 3-day food supply of non-perishable food, battery-powered or hand-cranked radio, and an NOAA weather radio with tone alert and extra batteries for both. Flashlight and extra batteries, a first aid kit, a whistle to signal for help. I don't have a whistle. Do you have a whistle? That's a great idea. It's a dust mask to help filter the contaminated air and plastic sheeting and duct tape to shelter in place. Because the windows, if the windows are busting and you've got to board up the windows and you're going to have to put things up, that makes a lot of sense. I don't have that either. I don't have a dust mask. I don't have a whistle. Wow. Moist toilets, garbage bags, and plastic ties for personal sanitation. Wrench or pliers to turn off utilities. Hey, does everybody out there know where your shut-off valve is on your water? Your water shut-off, your hot water tanks, different things. Utilities, you know where your utility box is. Hey, many people are going to be listening saying, of course I do, but I bet you there's people that don't. You know, we tend to not know where everything is. A manual can opener for food. That's good because so many use the electric. Local maps. And this says a cell phone with chargers, inverter or solar charger. You can buy the chargers right at the store, you know, and the port, and well, you could charge up a few extras. But I'll tell you, when we had the earthquake in 06, a lot of the cell phones weren't working at all. The towers weren't working. So we can't always rely on our phones. One thing I've done now, because we're waiting, well, we know the hurricane's going to come tomorrow and Friday, where there are two hurricanes back-to-back, is I let my family know on the mainland, hey, if I don't contact you, don't worry, because I know firsthand that it's possible that the lines will go out or the electric will go out, and so, you know, it's not, you don't want anybody worrying unnecessarily. So some of these things are food for thought and things that we just really don't look at. It says additional supplies, prescription medicines and glasses, if you have prescriptions that are going to be running out, see if you can get your refills. One, we're really blessed here to know when hurricanes are coming ahead of time, for the most part, not always tornadoes. You know, many have lived through different situations. So if you do have prescription medications and you know that there's calling for a hurricane in the next 2 days and you can have refills, get your refills. You just want to get ahead of the game with this. Infant formula and diapers. I'm just reading the list. This is really a great site, and I really recommend it. FEMA.org. Also, let's see, pet food and extra water for your pet. Cash or traveler's checks and change. The banks, you know, may not have power either. They may not be able to give monies. Important family documents such as copies of insurance policies, identification, bank account records should be in a waterproof portable container. And then they've got... there's an emergency financial first aid kit here that you can that was developed by Operation Hope, and it helps you organize your information. Emergency reference materials such as a first aid book or free information from this site. It's chock full of wonderful, wonderful information. You should have a sleeping bag or warm blanket for each person. Consider additional bedding if you live in a cold weather climate. Complete change of clothing for long sleeve shirt, long pants, sturdy shoes, additional clothing, again, if you're in a cold weather climate. Household chlorine bleach and medicine dropper says when diluted, 9 parts water to 1 part bleach. Bleach can be used as a disinfectant. Or in an emergency, you can use it to treat water by using, now be careful with this, and you want to really read this because you certainly don't want to be sick. You can use it to treat water by using 16 drops of regular household bleach per gallon of water. Do not use scented color or bleaches. Now, anything we say on the show, with a disclaimer, you want to check this out and, you know, don't go verbatim. Really check into this yourself when you do this. I think I'd probably stick with just the regular water. A fire extinguisher. Do you have a fire extinguisher? Many people don't. The matches in a waterproof container. Feminine supplies and personal hygiene items, mess kits, paper cups, plates, paper towels, plastic utensils, paper and pencil. This is really good and important. Books, games, puzzles, and other activities for children. You know, there's that old deck of cards, the board games. They can really come in handy when the power's out. And, yeah, it's just a wonderful, this is a wonderful site. First and foremost, definitely call your insurance agent. Make sure that you have have this insurance and be prepared. This is really good. And it also says there's a car safety. We're getting into, you know, the car safety. It says you can avoid many dangerous weather problems by planning ahead. Okay. And that's, you know, make sure everything's ahead. You want to make sure that everything's planned and your gas tank is full. You may not be able to drive. You may be able to drive. Do not drive, and this is spelled out very clearly and makes a lot of sense. Do not drive through a flooded area. 6 inches of water can cause a vehicle to lose control and stall. A foot of water will float away many cars. We've seen things on Maui and some islands where, you know, they'll have a flash flood where there hardly isn't any water, and then it comes so fast. So you really want to be, you know, don't drive if you don't have to drive. If you have to drive, like they're saying, don't think, well, I can make it through there. It's only a foot, because your car could start floating away. And you need to be able to get out of that car and not be stuck in the car. So it's good to have those windows down, too. And how do you do that with the rain? So you just got to really think this through and be very careful. If a power line falls on your car, you're at risk of electric shock. So you really want to stay inside until a trained person removes the wire. So just all these tidbits are just really good stuff. Good stuff if this happens. You can also make an emergency kit for your car. And I just wonder, I'd love to hear anyone call in if you're listening in live at 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428. Do you have an emergency kit in your car? Do you have an emergency kit at home? It's definitely questionable, and I bet you many people don't have it. It's emergency kit for the car, jumper cables, flashlights, first aid kit, some non-perishable food, manual can opener, water, basic toolkit, pet supplies if you have a pet, the radio again, the battery, shovel, ice scraper if you're in the cold climates. Warm clothes, gloves, hats, you know, if you're in the cold climates. So this is really definitely something to think about, because when emergencies happen, that's just like an accident. Nobody plans an accident. Many people aren't planning an emergency. The thing about an emergency, though, is you can make a plan, and you can stay informed. You can protect yourself ahead of time. And you've also got really good information here for your businesses planning. It's always good to do your fire escape routes and think about how you would get out in an emergency. And with for your kids, you can have games, get involved, just get, you know, keep everybody happy, because there's a lot to do when you think about the flood and the hurricane and the weather patterns. You want to, the insurance, having insurance is huge. You know, but a lot of times people aren't thinking about the lack of food, the droughts or that can happen, the blackouts. You know, just other things that can happen that come from this. So we are almost getting ready to go to our second half. We're going to wrap up this first half in a couple minutes, and Clive Swirsky is going to come on shortly. And so any questions, you can call in 347-945-5428, or please email us at radio@realityuniversal.com. We would love to hear your comments. And I don't know, this is like, I like this site. This is really, really cool. FEMA.gov has done a great job about, they've even listed shelters. Oh, I wanted to mention, too, when you can go on this website and type in your address and property and find out if you are in a flood zone. You know, you may, a lot of the flood zone maps have changed, so it's really worth it to check it out. So you can go on there. Again, it's FEMA. FEMA.org, and it'll take you to, they have other sites within it like ready.gov, and it's to prepare you. It's really, really cool. And but I'm liking this site. This is really just, you'll stay on this for a while. They've just got everything about be informed, make a plan, get involved for your kids, kit storage locations. Water's a biggie. Water's huge, because, you know, you can go without food for a while, but you can't go without water that long. So you always need more water than what you're used to drinking. It says, allow people to drink according to their needs. Many people need even more than the average of 1 gallon a day. The individual amount depends on age, physical activity, physical condition, and the time of year. Never ration drinking water unless ordered to do so by the authorities. Drink the amount you need today and try to find more for tomorrow. Under no circumstances should a person drink less than 4 cups of water each day. You can minimize the amount of water your body needs by reducing activity and staying cool. You may want to ration your food, but you've got to really be careful with the water. Drink water that you know is not contaminated first. If it's suspicious, it's cloudy water from regular faucets or streams and ponds can be used after it's treated, but try not to use if it's not treated. Put off drinking suspicious water as long as possible, but do not become dehydrated. It says don't drink carbonated beverages instead of water, because they're not caffeinated drinks, and alcohol dehydrate the body. They're going to force you to need more water. So if this hurricane comes through and you're in the middle of that, you want to put off the coffee and alcohol, and just if your power's gone out and you're doing it. So we are just about getting ready to wrap up the first half. So again, the site is FEMA.org, and it's wonderful, wonderful tidbits. And call your insurance agent. Definitely remember to do that and find out if you do have flood insurance. And if you don't, you may seriously want to consider getting it, even if you don't have a loan on your house and it's not required. And you, again, check in to much more information on FEMA.org. And be informed, make a plan, build that kit. You know, it's not that expensive to cover yourself, and planning ahead is makes such the all the difference in the world. So we're going to wrap up the first half. We're going to take a quick break and come back for our second guest, Clive Swirsky. I'm just looking so forward to it. We talked about that a little bit before, and we'll be right back.
This kind of culture of narcissism that we find ourselves in these days is, whether we talk, you know, just society or we talk church world, it really doesn't matter. It's kind of across the board, and
you know,
we
what?
Covered a lot of territory last time, and we're going to again in the next 13 minutes or so cover again quite a bit. You can always contact us, and again, at shoestringministries.org, shoestringministries.org.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
We are back, and we're getting ready to start our second half. Anybody wants to call in, you can call in at 347-945-5428. Wrapped up our first half, and please look at FEMA.org. Very, very good information. Very excited about our second guest. My guest for the second part of the show is Clive Swirsky. Clive is the host and producer of Alive with Clive, the TV show where today's top singer-songwriters thrive, on which he has interviewed more than 250 of the world's most talented, emerging, and established singer-songwriters. The show used to be known as the TV show that inspires you to multiply your magnificence, a subtitle that accurately reflects one of Clive's main missions in life, which is to inspire you to multiply your magnificence. He is a divorced father of three grown daughters, very proud father. He has been a tax lawyer, a financial advisor, and a stock and options trader, continues to be a voracious student of marketing, the fulfillment of human potential, the law of attraction, and the thinking that is necessary to fulfill big dreams. I'm really looking forward to this. He has just launched another new website called thenewlawofattractionsecrets.com and is about to embark on a journey of writing a book think that's already in progress, called Arrive with Clive, How to Think Your Way to the Life You Love and Multiply Your Magnificence. And so it gives me great pleasure to extend a hearty welcome to Clive. Thank you, Clive. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you, Natalie?
Just wonderful, wonderful. I'm in Hawaii here. We're waiting for this hurricane that's supposed to come, well, the two hurricanes, by tomorrow and Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay, though, and we just discussed the hurricanes and flood insurance on our first half. I'm so looking forward to hearing about what you're doing. This is so exciting. Tell me, with host and producer of Alive with Clive, how did you get started with that? Because you've done so much and interviewed over 250 people.
Well, that came about as a result of a series of courses that I did. And this one particular course involved doing an exercise where I was with a large group of people for about an hour. And I was with somebody different every 30 seconds. And in those 30 seconds, in the 15 seconds, I had to ask them, what do you love about your life? And in the remaining 15 seconds, they asked me, what do I love about my life? And we did this exercise for over an hour. And I found myself saying that I love to go out and have dinner with friends. I love to go to comedy shows. I love to go to Broadway. I love movies. I love to go to the beach. And what I kept hearing over and over again was, one thing I really, truly love is on a Saturday morning, I love to get up and watch VH1 Top 20 music videos. And at the time, I thought this was so trivial and irrelevant. But after a while, I thought about it, and I realized I love the music, the creativity, and the self-expression. And then I said to myself, well, if I love that so much, why am I spending only 1% of every week doing that and 99% doing things I don't really love that much? And so as a result of that exercise and that thought process, I began to create a way to spend much more of my time doing what I really love, which is being with the music, the creativity, the self-expression. And so that
Wow.
put me on a path of designing a life that involves interviewing singer-songwriters now and helping to promote them.
That I just love it. I love it. And what's the website for that, for people to go directly to that?
That's alivewithclive.tv.
Alive with Clive, and you spell out with, right? Clive.tv.
Alivewithclive.tv, yeah.
Wow. That is amazing. So they're getting to actually, when you interview them, you're putting their music on too, huh? Kind of getting...
Yeah, everyone who comes on, they usually sing three or four songs in the space of a half an hour interview. Sometimes they'll do two back-to-back shows.
I love it. That is just, it's so amazing, the story of how you did that and how you came across that. And it was, what do they call that, like a one-hour roundabout? Everybody's going around and around and meeting different people. That's
Yeah. It was a particular exercise in this course.
That's great. It makes it fun, it's too. So I'm looking now. You're also, this inspired you also to keep going with your mission, and you're actually this. Tell me about the new law of attraction secrets.com. I was looking at that. It's really wonderful what you're doing. So all of this has just piggybacked off of what you started before.
Yeah. Well, I started the TV show in 2004, and I had certain ideas about what I wanted to create. For example, I was inspired by Oprah Winfrey, and I've been inspired by other TV hosts. I've done vision boards that have had their pictures on them. So some of my dreams have come true, and yet there are other dreams that I have not yet fulfilled, and I have begun to question, well, what is it? What is causing these dreams that I want to have fulfilled to not be realized? They're like patterns that keep repeating. There's frustration that keeps repeating. And so I, like so many others of us, we were all present to The Secret when it came out. And right. I watched that movie, and I started to think about the law of attraction. But in the years since that has come out, I still realized I have not yet cracked the code to having everything that I want. So in the last month or 6 weeks, I started to really pay attention to what is actually going on between my ears. What am I thinking that is creating the life I have? And about a month ago, I came across this program called The 11 Forgotten Laws. By
the 11
Bob Proctor.
Forgotten Laws. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. By Bob Proctor and Mary Mannon Morrissey. And this program was promoted as taking the secret further. In other words, adding to what the secret didn't have. So I was intrigued, and I have listened to this program. It's got these 11 forgotten laws. And I started to realize that the thinking that I've been doing has had certain flaws in it, like F-L-A-W-S. Like,
okay.
For example, I have allowed myself to think thoughts of resentment, or I have allowed myself to think thoughts of frustration, or I have allowed myself to think thoughts of limitation. I have allowed myself to not think big thoughts. Like,
and we're human. So,
we're
yeah.
human, yeah. And like I realized, you know, when it comes to money, I am an absolute expert at designing my life so I have exactly the amount of money I need. And I'm like a professional. I can work it out to the last cent. And I thought to myself, if I'm so good at that, why can't I set up my thinking to produce like thousands of dollars a day? Or thousands,
wow,
of, you know, millions of dollars
right.
a year. Why, all it is my thinking. And then I started to delve a little deeper. And I realized that I've had certain conditioning. I've had certain programming. And around this time in my investigation, in my inquiry, I came across this book by Natalie Ledwell. She's the creator of Mind Movies. And the book is called Never in Your Wildest Dreams.
Wow.
A title I have to confess I don't really love, because I don't like the word never in it.
Yeah, oh, because it's negative, huh?
Yeah, I would like to say always in your wildest dreams. But anyway, this is a great book. And the thing that I realized from this book is that Natalie mentions that between the age of 2 and 6, our brains operate at a certain frequency, the theta frequency. And it's mm-hmm. a very slow frequency, and we are very receptive to all kinds of information.
That's why they
we
can
know,
learn so well, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, we know children can learn languages at that age. But what also happens is we take in all kinds of rules for living our life. And those rules are very restrictive and limiting. And I actually
yeah.
heard on a call with Jack Canfield a couple of days ago that at that age, or while growing up, we hear the word no 30 times more than we hear the
wow.
word yes. Like it's the ratio is 30 to 1.
Wow.
And then by the time we reach 6 or 7, we're operating at a faster frequency. So we, in other words, the programming has been entrenched. And so
we can blame our parents.
Well,
it's true,
well,
though. No, I'm just saying when you're young, yeah, they can learn so fast. And also
yeah.
that is amazing.
Well, so the real key is to know that this has happened, that this goes on. And so to take it one step further, I realized that I grew up, I came from a very affluent family. My father was very successful. And as a result, I always had all the money I ever wanted and needed. And what occurred is that I felt that people around me resented me because of the money I had. And so what I made it mean was that having money means you don't belong, means that you're going to be unpopular. And so in my later years now, I've been giving this a lot of thought, and I've been realizing that I made it mean that if I have a lot of money, I'm going to be unpopular, I'm not going to be liked, people are going to make all kinds of demands on me, I'm not going to like it. And so while I have set these big visions for the amount of money I want to make, subconsciously, that programming has been undermining me. And so the other day, like very recently, I kind of had this epiphany about guilt and around money. And I realized that whatever story I've created around money is simply and nothing other than a story. And I made it up, and I can make up a different story. And so,
you know, that I love it. I love what you're saying. And how do people get? We can make it up and change it. But like you said, the patterns are so ingrained.
Yeah.
So ingrained. So with this journey, what are you finding to the different story? Like, is it a daily thing? It's something. How do they kind of? Because I hear what you're saying completely, and I think so many of us do it in so many different with the different fashions. You know, different avenues of our life. So
yeah. Well, the place I've come to is that it's all based on mathematics. In other words,
really?
if we look at the universe, we know that the sun is going to come up in the morning and the sun is going to go down at night. We know the moon is going to come out. We know mathematically the oceans work in a certain way. If we look at the way the universe works, like the sun, healing, the oceans, gravity, radio waves, electricity, seasons, the way the soil operates, like we can calculate everything mathematically. And so if you take all the story out of it, like for example, the sun doesn't say, oh, I don't feel well today, I'm not going to come out today. The oceans don't say, you know, I don't feel like flowing in a certain current that the way I'm designed to flow. Electricity doesn't say, you know, I'm tired today, I'm not going to work. Like the universe works with consistency and regularity no matter what.
True.
Now, as human beings, to the degree we can run our lives with that same consistency and regularity, we will have the results we want. And to the degree we don't, we won't. So in other words, if I say I want to make $1 million by December 31, 2014, I can create a plan to make that happen. Like if you read Think and Grow Rich, you'll
mm-hmm.
see there's this concept of creative imagination. So I can create a plan, and my subconscious mind will go to work to give me the ideas to build a plan. And then if I stick to that plan and do what I say I'm going to do, no matter what, like just on a pure mathematical basis, it's going to happen. It's like a law. It's like gravity. Now,
but people block things. Is that what it is? Is that what, like, throws it out and it starts all over again?
Well, what happens is that, like, for example, I may say, okay, I'm going to need to work 6 nights a week and I'll take one day off. And then I get a call from a friend of mine I haven't seen for, like, 3 years, okay? And the friend will say, look, I'm only going to be in town for one night. Won't you come out with me? Now, in that instant, I have a choice. If I say, yes, I'll come out with you, then I've actually violated the agreement I made with myself.
Wow,
and,
I love it.
And there's probably some kind of weakness that would have me say yes. In other words, I would feel that I wouldn't be liked. I'd be unpopular. The person would think I'm like this boring individual who only wants to work, never wants to have any fun. So maybe I'll cave. And when you just take that example, if you think about why people don't fulfill their dreams, that's probably a major reason. Like, there's a lot of that copping out of doing what you said you would do, going on all the time. And then if you
And on a business, and businesses, you can have projects and plans, and then something doesn't happen here or happens there. You're relying on it. And it's easy, I think, for people to just bail. A lot of people, you know, friends will call and somebody does interrupt what they're doing and stop and go do it. That makes a lot of sense. So you're saying if you stick to your plan and you're consistent and it starts to become maybe a habit and you're knowing it and you're looking forward to it and you're drawing it up, you're kind of, in our business, in real estate, it's always like a snowball. You're doing so much and then it pops. Is that kind of, this is interesting. So are you, our show goes by so fast. We have about 15 more minutes, maybe about 13.
Uh-huh.
So I really want to, what you're saying, it makes so much sense. So people can contact you or go to newlawofattractionsecrets.com and sign up, or what can they?
Yeah,
if
they go on the homepage, actually on every page on that website, there is an opt-in form. They can put in their name and email, and then they will be on the list. And they will get information from me.
Oh, that'd be great. I wanted to mention that because we have a lot of people that listen archive as well. So they want to make sure we can get it. So again, it's newlawofattractionsecrets.com. So,
yep.
Clive, what you were saying then is basically we're messing it up ourselves, basically, because we're not getting in sync. We're not following regularity and consistency. We're letting old patterns get in our way. If some people were told, oh, money doesn't grow on trees, they may think, well, I'm never going to have it. Some people may have an aversion to money because maybe it took their parent away a lot, you know, to work a lot. Are you saying we still have these blocks maybe from programming from when we're children?
Yes. And to the degree that we don't fulfill on our dreams, it's because we have not distinguished what those underlying patterns and programming is. Like,
okay.
If consistently we fail to fulfill an objective, it's because there's something underlying in the programming that hasn't been noticed, hasn't been distinguished. For example, if somebody wants to lose weight a lot, like they constantly are going on diets and they can never consistently reach the weight and keep it there, there's something from their past, probably at a very young age, that is still running the show in that area. If somebody hasn't been able to find a relationship, there's always some kind of programming that is at the root of it that needs to be distinguished. And usually the best way to distinguish it is in a conversation.
And tell it. Give us an example, kind of like what would you say? Okay, say somebody's going to have, I don't know, there's a problem. They're having a problem with guilt. And they find out it's really coming from the childhood, that they were always put down or some, you know, these types of things. And it's flying. So how does a person go about working on that? Do they need to go into counseling, do they need to really get deep, or is it something somebody can kind of figure out if they start telling the story and go, wow, wait a minute, I'm constantly doing this, or I'm just, well, give us an example of what you think somebody could do to start out with this.
Well, for example, if somebody is always overweight, right?
Okay.
They can think back to the conversations they had around the dinner table. And it may be that those conversations were from parents who were in the Depression and went through periods of starvation.
Mm.
And the parents might say, you must eat everything that's on your plate. People in Africa are starving. And I have gone to work 16 hours a day to put food on the table. You do not leave any food on your plate. You eat it all.
Wow, that sounds familiar. I remember being told to eat everything on the plate. Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Yeah, now,
wow.
Now some people have overcome that and gone on to you know, be very fit and healthy, but others maybe not. You know, another example would be that people may have an eating problem, and they've, like, maybe they were in a relationship and there was a terrible breakup, and they found that when they started to eat food like candy or cake, they would be comforted. It would emotionally ease the pain.
Right.
So,
comfort food.
Yeah. So maybe they're eating, and maybe they just haven't realized that that's why they eat. They may not realize that they still are upset. They haven't gotten over that breakup. So there's like remnants of programming that need to be cleared out. Like, just as you reboot your hard drive, you clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're computers, and we get programmed, and we need to sometimes uninstall the programming and reinstall upgraded software, upgraded operating system. That's really a great way to think about it.
Wow. Well, you know, and it's also, though, what one person's dreams are is different from another. What one person's talents are different from another. So I guess that even makes it difficult, too, when people are planning, because you have relationships, family, other commitments, things that, you know, maybe have to coincide with everybody else. So I guess it's still a work in progress when people are going for their dreams, right? I would think, because
as individuals, we are not staying still. We're constantly growing. And what can happen is you might find that two people get married when they're in their early 20s, and they might start growing at different velocities. And, like, we're so conditioned to believe that divorce is really bad, and you're wrong if you get divorced, and you need to stay married till death do you part. And that's really conditioning, and we get to make up all kinds of meaning around getting divorced. And yet, if we really think about it, one party may just want to grow at a faster rate. And unless and until that kind of conversation is discussed between the parties, and they can, as adults, say, okay, I want to do this and you want to do that, then maybe it's best if they go their separate ways. But we need
right,
to be
adults. Right, because they're default.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to be adults about it, and we need to really get in touch with what we really want to do. You know, when we're younger, we think we're going to live forever. But as we get
That's
on
true.
In life, we start to say, hey, you know, I'm not going to be around forever, and I really want to make this happen in my life. And
yes.
So that people need to get in touch with what really matters to them and then go after that.
I love it. I can tell you, because these dreams or goals, missions are deep inside, and I believe, you know, we all have different ones. And when they keep coming back and coming back and coming back, it's almost like you know you're supposed to finish that while you're here on Earth. And it's interesting, the blocks, the healing that's needed. So if somebody comes to you or they're going to go through this, I would imagine you meet a lot of people or work with people. Clive, do you work with people are you giving them information? Do you actually do consulting with the people? Are you referring them to people? If somebody's listening and they want to, because, you know, they're listening later, and what would be the game plan?
Well, at this point, the best thing for them to do would be to put themselves on that list. Go to that website, newlawofattractionsecrets.com, and put their name on the list. And I have done a lot of things. I'm doing a lot of things in my life. And up to now, I have not done any kind of coaching other than a one-day workshop I held about 7 years ago.
Okay.
But as I look out into the future, I see myself creating programs where I bring groups together and have people discuss what their blocks are, and discuss what their big dreams are and to actually come to terms with what is in the way and then to create a plan for them to move forward. So this is all very fluid now. It's all being developed.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, in conjunction with me writing this book, getting my thoughts down on paper. I'm probably going to do a lot more interviews. I'm essentially entering a new phase in my life where I've spent all these years, the last five decades, so to speak, taking in information. Now I feel I'm turning a corner and actually going to start contributing to others and not keeping everything in my head.
I absolutely love it. You know, the first half of our show is real estate, and the second half is self-help, God, motivational. I'm working on something called It's Time to Heal, because we have so many adults and, we're wounded as children and grow up and become wounded adults and can repeat patterns. And it's really, it really does get down to getting that stuff out of you, getting the story out and realizing, hey, we're all adults. We have control of our destiny. We can do this. We don't have to keep living in the past or telling ourselves things that aren't true, right?
Right.
I love this. I really love it. This is awesome. See, I believe in synchronicity too, and I think this is a great time that you just came on the show. It's just perfect. Perfect timing. And
great. Thanks.
Wow. This is exciting. I wish we have about 3 minutes to go.
Okay. Yeah.
There's never enough time to go through all this. It just isn't. Please definitely go to Clive's. Well, you've got the website, newlawofattractionsecrets.com, and then on the TV show site, can they sign up there too? Because we've got lots of people listening. Okay. Do they interview with you to get on, or how do you pick your
If they're singer-songwriters, all they need to do is send me an email to say that this is their music, will I take a listen to their songs, and will I consider them to be on the show? And then I listen, I would invite them.
This is great. I was looking at your website too. It's got so much on there. And this is great. It's been exciting. It's a fast 30 minutes, and I want to hear more. I want to talk to you more about it, and I want to get and see what you're doing with it. It's just wonderful. So many people out there need to believe in the law of attraction, right, and need to fulfill our dreams. Life is short. And like you mentioned, we don't really realize it until we get older because it just seems like – you notice that time goes by faster too. I'm like, wait a minute. It goes by. I've always heard it, but it really happens. When we're younger, it just seems like it just ticks and ticks. And wow. So give us we've got about 1 minute left. Just give us a closing that you'd like to let people know when they're listening to this and know that dream is in them. That dream's in them, and they just have to do something about it.
Well, there are two things I'll say to wrap up. One is that when we look back on our lives, we can see that we were designed to set ourselves up for safety, predictability, and certainty. Fulfilling dreams is just the opposite. So we need to be willing to become uncomfortable, get into the zone of discomfort, which is where the forces of serendipity and synchronicity are awakened. And then the second point I want to make is that we need to realize that thinking to fulfill dreams is a skill, just like learning how to play golf or learning how to play the piano. We need to become masters. And there are four stages. There's the unconscious incompetent stage, there's the conscious incompetent, there's the conscious competent, and then the unconscious competent. And when we get to be an unconscious competent, all we do is think about gratitude, we think about what we can create, and we visualize the fulfillment of our dreams, and that's when we know operating at peak capacity.
Oh, I love it. We're getting ready to sign off here time-wise. And, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That makes so much sense. I think I'm going to get on your site soon, too. And, Clive, thank you so much for coming on. I hope to have you back. hope you'll come back and be in touch shortly. This is wonderful. So to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.